Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. My delegation wishes to recall the final document of the 8th Review Conference, where the conference underlines that the objectives of the convention will not be fully realized as long as there remains even a single state, not party, that could possess or acquire biological weapons. As we've heard repeatedly this week, the COVID-19 pandemic demonstrates that biothreats, regardless of origin, can pose an existential threat to our national and international systems, and this is especially true for the dangers from biological weapons and bioterrorism. My delegation welcomes the background document submitted by the ISU on the status of universalization of the convention and the ISU's hard work to update us on developments on the status of ratification or accession of the remaining states yet to join the convention. We're encouraged by the recent participation of representatives from several states in the regional workshop on achieving the universalization of the Biological Weapons Convention in Africa on March 4th, 2021. We hope as restrictions continue to lift this year that more in-person universalization workshops can take place in the near future. Mr. Vice Chairs, the 8th Review Conference noted that the primary responsibility for promoting the universality of the convention rests with the states' parties, and urged action by states' parties and regional initiatives to provide assistance and support that would lead to wider accession to the convention. That is why we continue to strongly support such efforts, and we welcome the work underway by the Global Partnership Against the Spread of Weapons and Materials of Mass Destruction to increase universalization in Africa, which we'll hear more about at a side event later today. We strongly urge all remaining states yet to join the convention to do so without delay, and I want to reiterate that my delegation stands ready to assist any state to that end. Thank you.